Okay, I'll hand the camera over to John here, and he'll show you the sea of crisis.
Roger, and while you're doing that, Tom, we got confirmation on your burn. It looks like we'll have about 1 foot per second at your first MCC at 15 hours.
Well, Roger, I think we can afford about 1 foot per second. That is bad.
Apollo 10 now 711 miles from the moon.
Yeah, the old guide system has done great work for us on this mission.
Roger that. That's a real interesting picture that you're showing us there now, too.
And also, for the first time, we've seen what we call it, I guess, G-determined, a gigantic turtleback crater that's fractured. We'll put the zoom on that in just a minute.
Roger.
It's a real interesting crater here on my right, Joe. It's an enormous thing, and it's fractured almost symmetrically in a number of pie-shaped pieces. I'll see if we can get it for you in a minute.
Okay, we're standing by.
In fact, looking straight ahead, just now coming into view, even though we're really starting to climb out from it. In fact, I can finally see the whole moon right in the hatch window. But looking down the road, there's Messier A and B, the Turridius twins. We have Cincerinus there for Jack. And on up ahead, I can see landing site one, even from this distance from the landmarks we let in. Over.
Roger, understand. That's real good to know.
Well, you can't believe this rate of climb. It looks like we're going out just vertical. Just beautiful. It would scare the heck out of me to come in at this angle. Maybe it's just because we came in dark and didn't see the thing, over.
Right, I understand.
Yeah, hey, Joe, that's that crater I was talking about. I don't know how that is, but I can see a little bit of it in my monitor.
It's coming in real good, Gene. It looks like you're just about to crowd the top part of the window there, but we've got the whole crater, and yeah, we can see those fractures in there.
It looks like the outer rim is slumped down. You have some Mayan material near the edges, and the whole thing is fractured there in the middle with a couple of impacts there in the center.
Roger, we can make that out.
Spacecraft now 850 nautical miles from the moon.
Okay, down in the central part here, it's still a tan color, but as we move further away, it's starting to get a little more white, and the Mare area is turning to a light brown, a whitish brown. Over.
Roger, I understand.
It looks like the real moon.
Roger, the crater that you
it's
were...
It's a little rounder too, isn't it? Go ahead, Joe.
Roger, Gene, I was just going to say that crater you were showing us, your fractured crater there, it looked like there was a dark patch on the left-hand side. I wonder if that was just something that showed up on the tube or if you observed that up there. In the upper left-hand corner there now.
It looks like Mayan material. That's right, that's Mayan material in that crater, Joe. Over.
Roger, that's real interesting.
Just wait till about another 30 minutes, then you'll be able to see the whole thing there. Over.
That engine did it again, boy. What a print.
Does it look a little rounder?
Right. It's looking real round now. If one of you guys get half a chance, if you could give us accept on the computer, we'll shoot you up a new load.
That sounds good.
You're
in Boone,
except
you got it.
Roger,
thank you.
Altitude 930.
Man, it really looks like you guys are climbing out of there.
You better believe we're climbing out, just like we're in a vertical climb going straight out to the center. It's a fantastic sight. Also, the recollection's looking here, you know, it's a beautiful beach, but where's the ocean? Over.
Right.
Thank you. Okay, I've got the camera back in the central window again.
Joe, this is incredible. That thing is getting rounder and rounder and rounder and smaller all the time.
Roger, you don't understand.
The real show is on the inside here. It's like three monkeys in a spring pod.
Yeah, I'll bet that's right.
Okay, and what you see out there is real close to what we have. Maybe the curvature is a little more. Now, one thing really is, you see the two dark spots there in the center of your screen, the volume material?
Roger, got them.
Okay, now to us, and all three of us are correlating this, that is a light brown color. And surrounding it, you have the highland areas there, which is a tan color, and you can see that one impact spray crater up there, that's a white chalky color. And again, it looks just like the material of gypsum, I'd say. Over.
Roger, we're getting the same colors as you're describing, Tom. It's just great. Fantastic.
Okay, I've got another crater over here. I'll zoom in on this to the right of that one, Mario. And you can see it. It's real bright with rays coming out of it. And I'll zoom on it.
Roger.
Apollo 10, now 1,060 miles from the moon.
Okay, 10, this is Houston. You can go back to block on the computer. It's yours, and the fuel cells are looking real good, and you might be interested to know you're coming in real great all the way across Australia.
Well, to the people in Australia, the crew of Apollo 10 would like to say good morning. We've seen your country many times on our way up to the moon, and we'll see it many times on the way back. It looks very beautiful from even 210,000 miles out. Over.
That Tommy is a charmer.
I should say.
Hey Joe, the moon is almost small enough now where I can see the whole thing from the top one corner of my forward window to the other corner of my forward window.
Roger, understand.
And I can see the whole moon from top to bottom in my forward window.
Roger, understand, Gene.
Looks like the old camera's doing a pretty good job here, zooming in and out and picking up spots.
Boy, you guys are really hauling the mail out of there.
Oh, you better believe it. It's like we're climbing straight out, Joe. It's a fantastic sight. It's like we were shot straight out from the center of the moon.
Is that what you call it, Joe?
So we call it tonight. You're going about 6,000 feet a second.
Okay, we're picking up now more of the Mario material, and again, even from this distance, still to keep the recording going, it is a brown in the Mario area, surrounding area is a light tan. In fact, I've got one little crater I'm going to try to zoom on. You see the Mario area that's on the left side of your screen now?
Roger, got it.
Okay, up in there is another small Mario area and a round spray crater. I'm going to see if we can zoom on that spray crater there.
Roger, okay.
Joe, that fractured crater that had the dark material up on the left side is also about one fourth of the bottom right hand side. You're not looking at it now, but bottom fourth right hand side is all full of that very darkish dark gray material also.
Roger, copy, team.
In fact, right now all the people watching TV are at advantage because what you're seeing in your screen is a bigger image than what we see. And right there, you see a little white crater that I put down there about the center of the screen?
Roger, we got it.
It's a white chalky material. Surrounding it, you have some tan, and then you have the basic Mari over here on the right, and that is brown. Over.
Roger. Thank you, Tom. That Mari over on the lower right, you say that's dark brown or is that black?
No, the Mari here that is right in the middle of the screen now, Joe, that is a brownish color. We estimate a light brownish color, the slight streaks of tan over that are from the Ray crater. This one's coming up right here. I'll put the zoom on. See that, Rascal?
Roger, we got it.
Okay, the crater that you have now, the inside of that is chalky color. The rays coming out are light tan. A darker tan surrounds it. Then you move into the area, which is a brown color. Over.
Okay, we got all that description. Boy, that little crater with its rays sure stands out nice.
Right, and you can see down into it, and the sides are just a chalky white color. The bottom is a tan, like we've seen before. Surrounding is a light tan. With the rays lighter, but going over to the Mari, you can see the rays in the Mari material there. A light tan over a brown, over.
Roger, we understand.
Hey, Joe, down at 9 miles, that'd be exciting, but this has got to be unbelievable. The moon now is well within the boundaries of my forward rendezvous window.
And now that we show you that crater, just one thing I want to check. Does our description of the color match with your picture down there? Over.
Right. It's coming up pretty good. Tom, the area, the Mari area that you described as brown looks a very dark brown here, almost black, a real dark brown, and evidently that's a little lighter to you than it shows up on the screen.
Yeah, okay. What about the tan? Is that someone about to swim over?
Roger. That's looking real good. In fact, Tom, I'm at a little disadvantage. I'm looking at the big screen up here on the board, and they say on the monitor in the back of the room there, the colors are exactly as you're describing them.
Okay, well, I passed my eye test, I guess, the last time before one of the T-minus four-day physical, so I guess they haven't gone too bad. Here's an interesting crater right here. It looks like how a lot of them are formed after you have a big crater, then you have slumping in the walls. Here you can see a series of ridges where the walls are slumped down in. And I'll zoom in a little bit, over.
Right.
Okay, the whole view now is getting so fantastic, I'm going to go out to the wide angle to show you what we're seeing. I can see the whole moon right out the hatch window.
Roger.
That view from 1,400 miles.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Well, there it is.
See what I might mean about size, Joe? It just about fills up round-wise right smack in the hatch window. Boy, and is this a full moon, I tell you.